I'll take it though, for sure.
And obviously, you guys go to the Madison Square Garden. I mean, what's that going to be like, Sweet 16?
Surreal. I mean, I mean, I've never played in Madison Square Garden before in my life, so to be able to go back home in this situation, in this circumstance, is amazing. It's amazing.
So, are you NCAA-ish now instead of...
I don't know. I take whatever nickname everybody wants to call me, but...
You've really been pretty quiet the whole game, and then you stepped up there during that run. It looked like you shot it with a lot of confidence.
No, for sure. I mean, I had confidence. I knew my time was going to come when I was going to need to hit a big shot, and I was just making sure I stayed ready. And throughout the game, I felt like, you know, today my role might not have been hitting shots, but I felt like I just tried to contribute in every way possible, whether it was my physicality, front of the post, and stuff like that. So I just made sure I stayed ready, stayed in the moment, and work showed for itself.
You really had some defensive moments. I think there were a couple times when you just stepped in, basically hedged and prevented them from half the basket. Is that kind of rewarding? Because I know that's an area, for sure,
because, you know, especially against a great team like Kentucky and a great player like Oscar, for me, for the coaching staff and my teammates to have faith in me to, you know, go down there and guard him, it just shows the tremendous belief and faith we have in each other and trust in our work that, you know, we'll get it done.
How difficult was that?
I feel like I did a good job, and he's still at 25-18. Obviously, he's a great player, but at the end of the day, great players are going to do what they do. You got to make it tough on them, and I feel like I made it tough.
How soon did you know after it left your hands that was in?
I knew it was good as soon as it left my hands. I couldn't do nothing but smile, because I just kept telling myself the whole game, you're going to get one shot, and you're going to make it. And when I shot it and I made it, I was just passion and the, you know, the tears of joy, I was holding that in the whole time after I hit that shot, because of everything we've been through. So
you just made such a good job of, you know, you had this kind of this New York thing looming out there, but you couldn't focus on it. You had to focus on the task at hand. Now you can fully embrace it. You get to go home. How excited does that make you?
Amazing. I mean, for a lot of us, we probably never played in Madison Square Garden. I know I never played there before, but at the same time, now that we're there, our goal wasn't to get there. Our goal was to go 1-0 six times. So we're two. We did it twice now. Now it's time to go one more time and then keep reaching our goals.
What's the first thing that you want to do whenever you get back there?
I'm getting a haircut. I need to get shape up. I need to go see my barber. I need to get a lineup because I'm looking rough right now. That's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to see if Coach is going to let me go do it.
You don't want to cut too much off here.
Nah, I ain't cutting up the curls. I just need to get a little lineup, line my facial hair up so I looking nice on camera.
I'm sure you've already done it, but kind of take me through the deep breathe.
I mean, I knew the shot clock was going down. I seen Keith come off the ball screen. Keith also told, I think it was David or Desi, one of them set an in screen for me. And, you know, I don't know how far I was, but I just knew as soon as I caught it, I was going to let it go. And I just let it go, and I knew it was cash as soon as it left my hands. Keith put it right on the money.
You talked about your defense, but really the team defense was what kept you in the game, especially
that
first half when nobody was hitting anything.
And that's what Coach said. The game is going to come down to us playing defense and imposing our will. And that's what we did. Even in the first half, we weren't making shots. We didn't let that affect our defense because in order to win championships and win games, defense has to travel. And we felt like no matter what our shots were doing, our defense traveled today.
Did you want to be that far outside when you shot that ball?
Honestly, Naquan actually tells me I'm too far from the line sometimes. So I don't know how far I was, but I just know I was open. So I just let it go.
He also said you were the best shooter on the team, though.
Who said that, Naquan? I'll give him some of my jumps. I'd jump like him, though.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get back to the city?
Getting in shape up. I need to go see my barber, my son Melvin. Shape me up, line me up so I look good in a Madison Square Garden.
Talk about Keese's performance there. Seema, obviously, he wanted to go back home.
I mean, I can't speak enough about Keese and his, you know, his character, his work ethic. I mean, like, it's crazy sometimes you sit back and see everything he's done this year and see where he's come from, how he's underestimated his whole life. And, you know, he never let that deter him. And to me, he's a legend in my eyes for everything he's done, and he's continuing to show the world now that he is really what he is, and he's really hard over height, and he's showing on the biggest stage.
The goal of pretty much every New York player when they leave to go free themselves, eventually come back and play at MSG?
Of course. I mean, it's the mecca of basketball. It's the greatest arena in the world. You grow up watching it, whether it's NBA or college basketball. So you can only dream of moments like this when you're in the park. So to have an opportunity to actually do it is, you can't even put it into words.
I saw that you had tears after the game. What kind of drew those out?
Honestly, after I hit that three, I was containing them and holding them in because, you know, This year wasn't the easiest from the summer and just, you know, everything that came together with, you know, having two people on the team, so, you know, roles changing and stuff like that, and then from being picked last for us to come to this moment. And, you know, we beat Kentucky as much. They're a great team, but also, like, it's Kentucky. You dream of having moments like this, and for me to hit that shot and for us to win and go to Sweet 16 and go to Madison Square Garden, you know, only thing you could do is thank God and just, you know, it's literally what dreams are made of.
Have you played in MSG, and how often did you go there?
I've never played in MSG. I've only been there one time. I went to go watch the St. John's game with my dad when I was, like, in middle school.
Okay, you've only been in there one time
my whole life, yeah. Wow. Crazy.
Okay, well, me too.
Yeah, I know, it's fun.